Resh Samaches, left-hand column. It's the over there. It starts with it's the third piece. Bigemara. Bigemara Omer Beloza. Beloza said, "B'shoshek dima Yisrael nasa l'nishma." When Klal Yisrael preceded the word nasa to the word nishma, Yatzabaska v'Omerlan. So a heavenly echo went out and said, "Migida l'bonai roze, who revealed to my children the secret shemalach hashoros m'shtam shemay." A language that Tafka the Malach Hashoros used the Chsev Baruch Hashem Oisa Devar the Shmaya Bekar Devar Bereisha Oisa Vahada the Shmaya. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that the Malachim first use the language of Asiya and then Shmia. We're first going to go through a few columns here, and then we'll go back and I'll show you some of the details that the above Ruzel Zangzin pointed out here. Very fascinating details that, you know, the average learner wouldn't have picked up here. But if you need me to pause here for any reason, then stop me. Ulani is daiti. Lahavin lama be'emes higdimu yisol nasa l'nishma. What's takip shat? What's pshat nasa l'nishma? To the degree you see the Gemara that whoever was that said that the ama pizizu he says that you put your mouths before your ears. So clearly it's not logical to say nasa l'nishma. This is, by the way, a new gang in his approach is going to be a new gang in Nasa V'Nishma. A gang is a mahalach in Lashon Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael Yishmol, Sheikab La Torah, that the Rebbeinu Shlom first went to Bnei Yisrael Yishmol that they should receive the Torah. He offered them the Torah. The Omru and Bnei Yishmol, the Bnei Yisrael said, Torah Maksibot. What does the Torah say in it? Ve'esav le rotza le kabel. So Esav didn't want to take it. Mishum tachsiv le sirtzach. Esav didn't want to take it because of the prohibition against murder. Ve'esav le rotza le kabel. Mishum tachsiv le sinav le signaiv. Now, one of the things that you're going to see is fascinating is this parenthesis is not in that version, right? You don't have a parenthesis now. So this, Shlomi Lombram put in as the source of this chazal, that it was Yishmael who didn't want to accept the Torah because of Leitinov. If you look up the Sifri and the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that wasn't Yishmael's problem. Yishmael was not because of Leitinov. This, the source of this is a Zohar. That's the Zohar that I went to look up. And the Zohar is
signaled in the Gemara, right?
Unbelievable, yeah. The Zohar on this thing is wild, Shiba wild. It's Mom's. He darshens the whole pasuk of Zorach Misayir. It should say Lisayir. Hashem went to Esav. He didn't come from Esav. He shined from Esav. What kind of Zricha was there? Anyway, we'll do that in Mitzvah next week. I don't think we're going to get to it today, but it's really super cool. Bein Ebe Emes. Fimash Mevayir B'Svarim Agdashim. According to what is explained in the Svar, Kidivrei Mitzvahs Shein Al Pisechel Adam. He brings his Svarim Gedoshim, so here he brings Shemayna Prokim. This is a very oft-quoted theme in the Bnei Sosher and Agadikala. He talks about this a lot. That the mitzvahs that work according to a person's seichel, like Leisirtzach and Leisignoiv, Mikre Mitzvahs Maisis. They're referred to as interestingly, he calls them here mitzvahs ma'asiyos, even though generally we refer to mitzvahs ma'asiyos as the things that we do, action. Here he's referring to them as logical mitzvahs. Meaning, shegam b'lo yatorah ha'seichel v'ateva mechras l'zeh, that even without the Torah dictates, every culture has these types of laws. U'kamay shiksev, I don't know, I'm going to slaughter the pasuk. Who knows how to pronounce this? Melifnei bebehemes aretz. Okay. Meaning, famous Gemara. Lamadnu gezel minimala. We would learn the iser of stealing from ants. And the Gemara there goes through that we learn cleanliness from cats and various other things. So meaning that even animals have certain laws. Virak mitzvah sachukim. Shayna seichem mechayev be mikra mitzvah shema oyois. Mitzvahs, chukim, that don't have an apparent logical reason, those are referred to as the nishma mitzvahs. The mitzvah shmoyis, meaning Shemichuyavin ono the Kabbalah leino mitzvahs ha-melech because ma'asha shemanu mimenu. The reason they're called mitzvah shemayis is because the only reason we would do them is because we heard them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not because logic would have dictated them. Even among those, by the way, you have two categories of mitzvahs. You have the mitzvahs that are called chukim, that mamish have no reason, even after you throw yourself a shot in his basam cholov, those kinds. And then you have mitzvahs that there are reasons, all the zechel yitzis mitzrayim mitzvahs. So you can argue that those are mitzvahs that have a logic, that there is a certain reason to them. Nonetheless, those fall into the categories of mitzvahs shmoyas v'arayah. The other cultures don't have any such mitzvahs. Next paragraph. Now we're on the Resh Samach test here. Me'ne l'chayru kosha. Lo me'hikta ma'asham yizboch lo'im alay sabishvo mitzvah shaseicha v'ateva mechayvim. Afilu b'loi gzeres ha'melech. When Esav and Yishmael asked the question, Maksivba, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam first proceed to give them a mitzvah that he doesn't say it in this language, but a mitzvah that Seichel dictates you need to do. The other Mefarshim ask, they're mitzvahs, Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, they're mechuyavim these mitzvahs anyway. They're not optional for them, right? V'lama le'yom ala mitzvahs achukim. Shem ikir ha-Torah ha-Shmoyis. Interestingly, he's placing a great emphasis on the, and you'll see again later in his words, that the main body of Torah are the mitzvahs that wouldn't occur to a person. So why didn't he first give them tefillin and matzah? Maybe they would have been attracted to that instead of latina of le'sigzel. Begam kosha.
Well, why? What's happening that would be better?
No, he's saying, why didn't... He's saying that that's ikra Torah. Because varaya, the cultures have the other things. They don't need the Torah for those. So if you don't need the Torah for them, so why give them something that every culture has in their set of laws anyway? He didn't realize that in the 2018 that there's going to be a mitzvah of abortion and euthanasia, right? He didn't cop that. Gam kosher and the other mitzvahs in Leitinaf v'chulu. We'll go without
even,
mentioning.
Even the mitzvahs of the Seichel is mechayev. Some of the say we should do them as though they're chukim.
That's right. So that's the Bnei Sosos that they quote as under this thing that he's saying kasha tziva, not like culture dictates. Right. I mean, there's a chedik of that mitzvah that's also a chayk. V'haraya, even the cultures that do have a mitzvah against murder have forms that they see very, very virtuous. Euthanasia is a big mitzvah. It's sensitive and it's kind and it's compassionate. But here's the bam kasha. Begam kosh, ma shivu ho umois. What is their answer? Shall they rotzu the kabel mishim le sirtzach vle signa? If they didn't want to accept the Torah because don't murder and don't steal, hey lo mitzvah saseich on leis in the kaimim. What are the v'zeh shame in zezach nisht? Where is their shame? Kemat em begede yishu v'aretzach v'agad. If there's no culture that allows for murder and theft, veich le bayishu v'atzvam le mekain. How were they not embarrassed to say, do me a favor, go to somebody else? I mean, you'll see when we learn the Zohar together next week, you'll see a whole new light on this issue. It's fascinating. All right, Ach Be'emes, and this piece he did see our times. Ach Be'emes, Yidua Ki Arishoyim Einayim Hasham Alirois, that wicked people, their eyes are blinded from sight. Umach Masher Gilim Ba'Averois V'Chumrius. Because they are so accustomed to their krumkeiten and their physicality, nire be'eneim darkim yosher al piteva anushi. There is going to be every culture, every mindset is going to be gleich in the eyes of those who practice it. Look at this. Umiyapim, they're going to make it into a virtue, haritzicha vagnevish layinakabem. They're going to take it and distort it to the point where it's going to become a beautiful thing. Kederch shamabes of, and here he puts it very cleverly into, like it says about Esav, shoyam marit tilofav shu kosher. V'chalmaisa betmimus. Esav came, this is the source of that Rashi that says, heich maser nesatavin, heich maser nesamelach. that he came and it's a gevoys gewesen. He's a big tzaddik. He's a tzaddik ador, right? He wants to know how to take ma'aser from salt. So he went and showed off that he had, you know, that everything's very, very tmimistic. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudei Talimus. But the Rebbeinu Shalom knows the truth. So when he came to speak to the nations of Esav and Yishmal, he introduced to them first what the tachlis, that what needs to happen is that you first got to get rid of your nature. In the very area that any one of us has a regilus, that we're accustomed, that we're habitually captured in a certain nature, that's the area that we need to place the greatest emphasis to perfect ourselves. Why? Because as he said in the beginning of the paragraph, it's in those areas that we're blinded most. That's where we have the blinders on. That's where we can't see our own shortcomings. Ulechein hizir le'esav. So the Rebbeinu Shalom takament of erens to Esav. Im ritzoyne the Kabbalah Torah. Esav, if you really want to receive the Torah, ein ikra Torah afilo achukim. This is a typo. Vahashmoyes. The main Torah is not those areas that I'm telling you, or that he said on top, that are the what he called the Ikra Torah, that the stuff that would not occur to you, the stuff that we consider the so-called spiritual mitzvahs, because those Ikra Torah, they're not Yecholim Liskayim, they cannot endure, they cannot live, they can't exist or be fulfilled in a person Bilti sur azahama v'harash betolada. Unless a person first gets rid of their inborn krumkeiten, their inborn natural instincts.
The chukim?
No, he's not going to be able to get to the chukim and the shmoyis, which he set up on top. Are they a chiddush of Torah?
Yeah.
Unless a person first gets rid of their own natural inborn schmutz. V'nehem amru, so their response is, kikoshalahem losa azahamash at asher itomer tzicha gneva. They said, it's so inborn, it's so part of us, we can't see how we get rid of it. I think, who is it? The Abderuv that says, ish imay v'oviv tiro, ani Hashem. Last week. So he says that Shleish Shutvim Ba'adam. Right? Every person has three partners. So the Rishon wants to say to him, I want you to know that of the three, one third is fine. You don't have to worry about it. But the chedik you got from your father and your mother, those are that's the portion that you got to worry about. He says, Ish imay va'oviv tiro. The things that you need to be worried about are the chedik you got from your father and your mother. The Ani Hashem, the third partner, that I took care of. He's okay. See, that's what Esav said, Achenish. He said, I can't, we can't. Esav Yishmael said, that's beyond us. We can't, it's too much, it's too ingrained into our being. Okay, so that was their response. He's justifying it's that they're not crazy. They're not you know, they turned it into something beautiful. They distorted it due to the fact that it was so ingrained in their culture. So they were miyapit. They turned it into something compassionate. And there are times when you need to, and you need to murder, and you need to commit adultery. You need to commit geneva. There's times and a place for everything. Here's the gorgeous chiddush that's relevant to us every year. Aval Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael. Kishabo the Kabbalah Torah, when we come to receive the Torah. Heima Zera Kodesh Zera Yisrael Avdoi. Again, attributing credit to the Avos HaKadoshim due to the fact that we're born of a holy source. Bitmimusam Rotsu the Kabbalah Torah Kodesh. We desperately wanted to receive the Torah. But Ach Yaru Ma'id, they were very, very afraid. Mizohamas ben ish hanoilid b'tchuna leitoiva. Everybody knows that we all have skeletons buried in our DNA. It's so everybody's got their stuff that they're born with. B'telodo, that's it. Tchuna, nature, a natural loitoiva. Is it? Yulod? I should look up these psukim ahead of time. That man is born a wild, you know, this is who we are. You know, this is a per adam. This is the natural state of man. Give a kick of it and up on the top. Vehevinu. Klal Yisrael understood. Shemikoidem. Tzorich. Hachono Rabba, that before we can receive the Torah, it requires a major preparation. Lasos mitzvahs hativius, to first do the natural mitzvahs, ulaharchik, and included in the what he calls the natural chukim are laharchik mitayvos vehakas ukedoma, meaning this is the reason that if you take a look at the Nesiv HaShalom, he has a whole section on why Sefer Bereishis precedes the quotes from Rishonim yet, that it's the midas have to precede the mitzvahs. What is it? You got the pronouncement?
Ayir pera adam
yivaled. Ayir?
Ayir.
Ayir pera adam yivaled? Yivaled. Yivaled. Okay.
But here he's saying the midos connected mitzvahs have to precede the chukim. You're not saying
right. The chukim is in the mitzvah shmoy is the action mitzvah.
It's an advanced state. That's what you're saying. What are you saying?
You have to break your nature in order. Basically, what he's saying here is what he's going to say. He's going to elaborate on like
and such. That's the starting.
Right, but he's saying that included in those things like Geneva and Ritzicha, Arkas and Midas, those are akin. Those are on the same line as stealing and Lysinov and all those appetites. Here you see it more in the positive. Afterwards, when we clean up our midas, then yecholim lekabel chachmas v'chukei haTorah Kedusha. Then we can receive the true wisdom and the chukei haTorah Kedusha. I just find it so fascinating, it's so gutsy for somebody to divide Torah into the sections like this. That the real chachmas v'chukei haTorah Kedusha are the mitzvah shemayis and the action mitzvahs and the mitzvahs that the leisignayv and you know all of say the nezikin and say the noshim and those kinds of things. I mean not all of it, but that's on the midas level. That's the introduction to get to those mitzvahs.
Those are not the mitzvah shemayis.
Right. Those are not. Those are the preceding mitzvahs. Those are the introductions. Lezeh heshivu. Here's the Taitcha Nasa. Lezei Shivu Zeklal Yisrael said, Shivu Anachnu, we answered, Anachnu Nasa, we will create ourselves, V'nizaka HaChayma, to cleanse, to purify, to remake our Chayma. And then, the result of that will be, Ubevadai Nishma Mitzvah Sachukim HaSichlis. Then we will be able to come again. This is part of that same error. This is Hashmayis. This is, then we'll be able to receive the chukim and the mitzvahs that are not necessarily logical. They're beyond logic. The reason the Bavarov gives for these typos is that the Divrei Chaim, when he wrote, he held his quill at the top. He says, handwriting is very difficult. Why did he do that? Because he never wanted his hand to touch the paper. Because he had all kinds of premonition when it came to Netilas Yadayim, and if he got any ink on his hands, then he couldn't wash. So his handwriting was very hard to read. It was sloppy because he held his pen so far from the paper. There's a reason for everything.
They say that Rabbi Chaim
Ashkenazi. It's really small.
Say that again.
When he says here chukim v'hatzichli, it's referring to really the Iker HaTorah HaShmos.
Right, meaning he's dining that the word sichli is both here and in the paragraph before is a typo. Right. As Aaron Gross says, it's a toys had fun. That means the right. He means the mitzvah shmoyis. All is that next paragraph. So again, just his definition of nasa v'nishma. Nasa means we will first work on ourselves. We're first going to work on those areas that need perfection in our personality, in our midas, which will then take us to be able to attain to hear the other mitzvahs. It is about this that Hashem Yisbaruch says, "Migila lebonai rozeh shemalach yasharos mishtam shemoi." Who is it that revealed to my children the secret that the malachim use? Oysa devarai the shemaya bekel devarai. V'hainu, what's the malachim? What is this aspect? Shemalach yasharos biritzoinam, in their passion, in their yearning, the kabbal omach shemayim, to receive upon each other, upon themselves and each other, the Omach Shemayim, Mekablim Zemezeh, Omekablim Begiru, Fachat Omach Shemayim, Kamei Shemavoy B'Zayar Kodesh. This is that, maybe this is what I looked up, yeah, that it says, Ois Dvaroi Sheboinim B'chinas Malach Shemayim, Shenikri Dvaroi, the Malachim, in their response, build the concept of Malach Shemayim, which is called Hashem's Dibur, right? Malchus, Peh, is the sphere of Malchus, is their response. V'yachach menasim l'mayla, and that's what they return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their Shira. K'may kein. So similarly, I'm not sure what the connection is. Yisrael, rotzu lo'osir al-zahama, u'l'kabal aleim al-malchus shamayim mikoydim. The point, the nekuda that's shared here, is the concept of accepting an absolute Malchus Shemayim, which removes the possibility of their being blind to their own shortcomings. Meaning the reason that he's saying that they justified their ways and created, you know, beautiful forms of murder and Lysinov and so on, is because of the lack of oil. Oil, by definition, means the things that I don't understand. It's those things that I can't take upon myself. So the malachim have the gift of al malchus shemayim. V'yachakach yikablu rozei v'chochmas ha-Torah G'dasha. They were again referring you to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael first admitted that they first got to get rid of the shmutz and their bad midas, and then they can accept upon themselves and be able to receive al malchus shemayim.
Like al malchus shemayim is first or second?
I'm sorry, they will, the Omach Shemaim is the first, is the accepting of the need to perfect oneself that will allow them afterwards to receive what he calls the Ikar HaTorah, which is the Mitzvah Shemayis, the Chukim. Now, so he asks what we're all thinking, which is, it seems so hopeless. Like, what are the chances that we're gonna, you know, that we could ever really do this? Al Yedeza. Kishabar Kodesh Baruch Hu lo says HaTorah LeYisrael. So when Klal Yisrael came to receive, when Hashem came to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Omar B'Zeh Losh, the language Hashem Yisbaruch says to Klal Yisrael is Atem Ritz Masher Sis in the Mitzrayim Ad V'Atem Tiyuli. All those introductory psukim that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu to say to Klal Yisrael. Ma'ayno Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to them, Sha'al Tifchadu, do not fear, again, talking to us, Hen chas v'sholom layuchlu lahosir hazuhama mibsorom. A person's going to say, you know what, I'm too entrenched. Maybe I won't be able to get rid of the midas from my fleshikait. L'kabel chochmas ha-Torah G'dosha. And then to ever be able to receive on top of that the true wisdom of Torah. L'zeh amalehem. So Hashem said to them, "Aknishkan kap, atem reisem. You yourselves saw, achrei yoischem be'erves aretz. Despite the fact that you spent hundreds of years in mokem tuma b'Mitzrayim, in the worst, lowliest place in Mitzrayim, v'yafal piken, and despite that, I lifted you out on the wings of eagles. Vav yeschem elai, and I brought this to you. I brought you to me in the most intimate way. Hayna mebira mikdali igrom. I took you from the depth of the pits to the highest high. It's the chaim of ayibzer kodesh. The yitzias mitzrayim hayibeged yad chazakom. That the concept, the miracle of yitzias mitzrayim was the concept, like we say in the Haggadah, that the concept of this Rusa Delielo that took place, the revelation of godliness that took place, like all the Sifrei Kodesh tell us about Yitzias Mitzrayim, that it was an Isrusa Deliela far beyond anything we could have possibly digested or deserved. Right? That's the distinction between the Maisa of Yitzias Mitzrayim versus the days of Sfiris Haimer. Rak, Shayi Gilish Shechina, Afil Shalai Hayruim Liza. What took place there was a revelation of Getlachkeit, even though they were completely unworthy of that level of revelation. It was complete surprise. They went from total darkness to daylight. Daf Ayin Resh. Ulechein. So Hashem is encouraging us. Kivan Shereisim Kain. Since you've seen that that's the case, is gam la'achekach, even beyond that day, Shakadosh Baruch Hu hister mehem oiso yizgalus alakus, even beyond the day that Hakadosh Baruch Hu concealed from them that level of revelation of godliness, kemevayu b'sifrei hakdoshim.
What's the seser? What was hidden
after the gilui of the night of Pesach? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to them, you got to now go get it on your own. He says it. He spells it out. Shetekev achitzias Mitzrayim. Immediately after they left Mitzrayim, nister mem agilui olikus hagodol shoyolem. It was, Hashem went back and concealed it all from them. Ve'etzricha Torah, the Torah required, Shehem atzma yashlimu b'chamishim yoyim kimavayu b'zayah kodesh. Hashem said, okay, now go get it yourself. You have 50 days to recreate what took place in the Gilui of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem used that as an eternal message to Klal Yisrael, sha'atem tuchlu lova l'madreges kai kodesh, that you yourselves, through your own efforts, can reach the level of becoming a Goy Kodesh, Kivin Shereisim Shiuchu Liuskein. Meaning, today, we cannot use the excuse that we're too lost or we're too far into it, because ultimately we never will ever, we cannot, now that we have Torah, they say that then, the Arizal says that they came to Mem Teshari Tuma, and they almost slipped into the 50th level of Tuma, right? And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in and took them out. So the Sfar Magdashim say that today, even if a person falls into the 50th level of Tuma, due to the fact that we have Torah, we can get out. The fact that we were impaired then, because we had reached such a depth, is not relevant anymore. Because the only reason they were so unredeemable was because they didn't have Torah yet. Now that we have Torah, we can do it even at that level. But what he's trying to provide, Kivin Shereisim Isam Kain is speaking to us, meaning the excuse that we can't, because of who we are, because of how low we are, because of how physical we are, and all that kind of stuff, is not true because we've done it once before.
But the raya is from Shavuos that we built up again?
Correct.
The raya, or the idea is that Hashem doesn't show you what you can become unless you can become.
The first one. Sha'atam tuchlu lava in the madregas gai kodesh. You can do it. You've seen that you can do it.
where's the proof? I mean, what Hashem is saying is that when you were in Mitzrayim, even though you're in such a lowly state, Hashem was Megala himself at such a high level. But that was...
No. That's the beginning. That's the introduction, right? Even though you weren't worthy.
Right.
But that's not...
Hashem is telling them now, when you're coming to be Megala the Torah, don't be afraid that, look at me, how am I going to do this? I have all this Zuhama. Don't worry, because you have done this in the past. You were once such a lowly people, and you were raised to such a high level. But that wasn't through their own avoda, right? That was an asrisa
v'la'ila. At the most, it was a combination of both. But the chelik of the roishim was present. That we don't have.
So doing it yourself, right?
I mean, they did it themselves, but they were only able to do it themselves because they had the roishim then, which we don't.
Okay, but look at the next paragraph. I think he addresses it head on. Meaning, you're asking what kind of statement is that of Vav Yaschem Elai? Because that took place before. Atem Re'isim was before Kabbalah Satoira.
Right.
Because he answers it now. Ulechein. I think he was coming to fam for your cash. Ulechein gam dibra rishin hoyanoich yashem alikecha shetzisicha meretz mitzrayim. This is already 50 days later. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael and says to them, not as all the Mefarshim ask, why didn't he say, I'm Hashem who created heaven and earth? No, he said to them, Hainu anoichi misha anoichi, the one who is I, oitzeis yeschem eretz mitzrayim, I took you out from that muck. Hainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoyu ba'atzmei oitzionu mimitzrayim eretz molei zuhama. It had to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, like we say in the Agoda, ani v'lei malach, ani v'lei sarav. L'chein l'yeh l'cha Elohim Acherim al Ponai. Therefore, you shall not have any other gods. What's he say? The truth of the matter is that the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence suffuses everything in the world. As the Zohar Kodesh says, there is no place void of Hashem. So you're going to argue. This is the vort of the Baal Shem HaKodesh's vort of Misham. Right? You're going to argue that no, I'm too far fetched. I'm gone. I'm too far away from godliness. He says, there is no such thing as a place in the world that a person can say, I'm too far from the Rebbeinu Shalom. There is no such place. There is no such thing as a place which the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence is not in. There is no separation from the Rebbeinu Shalom to his Shemus, to his Midas. And what's more, there is no one Midah that is not inclusive of every other Midah. So this next thing is incredibly clever and very hard to hear. Look what he does here. L'chein, b'rasha tevis, anoichi Hashem alikecho, asher yitzisichum eretz mitzrayim abeis avodim. The first of the aseres hadibris. So if you take the first letters of that pasuk, shul mitzvah saseh, as the mefarshim right there, Seder Motla mentions this in Peliyot a bunch of times, that all the mitzvahs by aseh are klulim, are inclusive in anoichi. All the mitzvahs leis aseh are inclusive in l'yelucha. Here he's saying that every mitzvah saseh is based in b'chinas chesed. Okay? The gematria, the Rosh HaTevitz, are the gematria of Reish Ches. Even though it's chesed, the gematria is Reish Ches, which is b'chinas Yitzchak, the Yudin. So what the exact opposite you would think. It's the mitzvah saseh, which you would think come from the concept of chesed, and instead it's the gematria of Yitzchak. Yet, v'roshetevis lo yilcho elegim acherim is begematri ayin beis, which is mitzvah chesed. The mitzvahs loisase, which is from gvura, is the gematria of chesed. Laharois to show us shal loisase klulim chesed, that every loisase is also inclusive of the midas chesed. The asei and the positive mitzvahs are klulim gvuras. The point of it all is the message that we need to get from it is that everything dealing with godliness is one unified force, and therefore by extension even the koyches hara or no matter where we find ourselves, at some distant place, we have to be. We have to understand that we cannot use the excuse that we're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into Mitzrayim b'chayda b'atzmei to show us that He is there, that even in Mitzrayim He is there, and if He's in Mitzrayim, then He's in America, and we cannot use the excuse that we are beyond reclamation, and therefore the Nasa applies to us equally to how it applied to them. You're going to ask, they had lemaisa that gilui, so that's part of the collective experience of Klal Yisrael.
So we have it actually also.
Correct. That's that conscience.
He brings this paragraph just as a way to illuminate that
Achdus. That there's no absolute chesed and absolute gevura as being separated. A separate issue. There's a unity in godliness. And therefore, he's taking it back to his last line of the previous paragraph, where even less called kisser because the demalka every even the tzad.
Proof is that mitzvahs are called from chesed and gevura, and made also by klipah.
Yeah, it's absolute unity. Where did we just come across this past Shabbos? Hashem Echad, Shema Echad. Where did we live? Did we see that in that piece we did Shabbos morning? What did we do the Shabbos?
In last week's parasha about using both chesed. People can't just get stuck in their midah. They have to use all of them. By Hin Tzedek, Eifed Tzedek.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Rechaim quotes it in the one on Allah Torah. Hin Midlashon Hain?
Hain is Gematria Shema Dalet. And the Eifa is Gematria of Hashem Adonis and Hashem Kael, which is Chesed and Gvura. That sometimes persons hint like they have to work on their Midah, and they also have to sometimes use other Midah as well.
Alright, he's going to continue with this aspect of the Achdus. Let's go, let's see if we can do another, if we can finish the page. The Alpizeh. Yes? Probably not. Alright. Alpizeh, yes, the fire is possible. B'yom HaBikurim. So Shavuos is referred to. See, he makes just a great observation. Deinle pirish kipshuta. You can't learn the pasuk in pashtus. Dilemetzinu kein b'shum chag. You don't find this in any other yontiv. Dibachag amatzis ksiv chag amatzis. V'le biyoyim amatzis. It doesn't refer to the mitzvah. Ubachag osif oy chag asukos leksiv biyoyim osif v'le yoyim asukos. Kabbashvus, all of a sudden, ksiv yoima bikurim. It's the day of bikurim. Lomalek ksiv b'chaga bikurim. Why isn't it called the yontif of bikurim? Uparshas rei ksiv b'chaga shavuos. Aval bikurim lo nikra b'toyer rak b'yoima bikurim. Fascinating observation, right? Gam ksiv b'toyer yimei achoydesh mosayu yoima bikurim. And obviously they add the word loy. Nowhere in the Torah does it ever say the date of the Yontif of Shavuos. Ube Emes, Lerab Shmai, Lerab, who is this? Tatana. Atzeres Pomim Hei, Pomim Shisha. Right? Some, depending on when the Chodesh is Malei or Chasim, it can come out sometimes on the fifth day of the Sivan or on the sixth day of Sivan. Pomim Shiva Kedisa B'Shas. So he says, what is going on here with this yontif? This yontif is different from any other yontif. All of a sudden, it's not dependent upon the day of a month. There's a repetition in the pasuk. The bikurim that's being referred to is the karb mincha that's brought on Shavuos. So, v'gam b'shvu oiseichem is lo yedanu ein mesay b'shvu oiseichem. What is that all about? Ach lefima asher kasav nuasu shapim. He says he answers all these questions. The mevayi b'zer kodesh mishamachi shvu is yom echad. Why is yontiv of shvuos, unlike any of the other yomim tovim min ha-Torah, have multiple days? Shvuos is only one day. Says the Zohar Kadosh Rishon do Yoy Matan Torah because the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to drive home that this is the day of Matan Torah. With Torah, it's Chaim, who Echad Levad. There is only one unified Torah. Even though I have no shaykhis to Kabbalah. Based upon our introduction, we know that every yontif, depending upon what took place originally, so the mitzvahs that were given are a tool to be able to reveal the same ha'ara that existed at that time. We know that on Pesach there was absolute chesed that was revealed to us. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and the yontif, the essence of the yontif, is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ukumash exhibitor, leman tesaper, so that we will tell this over to our children. Next page. Ulach nikra chad al shem Pesach, due to the fact that we're called upon to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of those miracles, the yontif itself is called Pesach. Our mouth will sing the praises of Hashem. V'chag ha-matzois al shem, we say this in the Haggadah, that the reason we eat matzahs is because we could no longer wait. Right? The Torah quotes the Maimer from the Kutta Torah from the Alter Rebbe. That's why it's called Chag HaMatzahs, that it was because of the revelation that created matzah. Those are the two reasons. Al Shem Achesed Agodol Shenizgal Alonu, because of that revelation, Vanu Maidim the Shmei Agodol Achesed Chalsi Banu, so we praise for that Chesed. So that's our action, which reveals the Ha'ara that took place then. V'chein b'chag Sukkah is Al Shem Anan Yakoved. So Sukkah, we know that we observe Sukkah, and we sit in the Sukkah because of Anan Yakoved of Mitzvah Sukkah on the Mekablim Ha'arahu. So when we act through the mitzvahs hachag, so we're able to receive the same ha'ara, the same illumination that took place then. V'yoshvim mitzilah d'memnusa. Ach, b'me'a shavuos, k'moy oz b'shas matan Torah, amarnu na'ase v'nishma. So if you look at what took place by chag ha'shavuos, when we said na'ase v'nishma, haynu. So what took place, he says, I'm tining that the oiftu of Nasa v'nishma is shenase hachono, that we prepared ourselves, la'aser hachomrius, to be able to remove from ourselves our stubborn, inborn tchunas hanefesh, uli botel b'mitzias, to get rid of our nature, to be able to nullify ourselves to the word of Hashem. Meaning, the prerequisite to Kabbalah Sotera is Nase, is we're willing to remake ourselves. That's the prerequisite. And only then, V'nishma ma'yitzav alonu abayir yisbar shemay kanal, then we will be able to hear these mitzvah shemayis, which is Ikar HaTorah. U'lechein einoi b'geder mida, it's not referred to in the Torah with any specifics. It's referred to by what it's not. Raku begeder ayin. The whole life to the mitzvah. There are no mitzvahs on Shavuos. There's nothing to do. It's all what we're not. Meaning we're willing to undo ourselves. We couldn't even know. That was the whole Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma was when we didn't know what the Rebbeinu Shlomo had in store for us. What we did know is we have to get rid of what we were. We have to be willing to wipe the slate clean. That's the mitzvah of Shavuos. What we said was Nasa. Haynu achono li'atzmeinu, we're willing to do the preparation to ourselves. L'kabel komashigza, to accept upon ourselves whatever he will decree. He says, this is going to take time to process. The only true achdus that can be equal is kimat levatel v'yotze nishmos, and that the pasuk says that they mamash nearly expired. The one thing that can be equal to everybody is non-existence. That can be equal. Any form of acceptance of existence, of a positive identification, will be different for l'chol echad v'echad. So what could be equal, l'chein k'negdo yoyim echad ani yoyim pashut achdus ha-pashut. The one true unity, oneness that can be equal to everyone, is this form of complete and total bittul. All right, so we'll take it up from here. Next one.